You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
An apparent attempted carjacking incident was reported overnight. It occurred at around midnight at a truck stop at Highway 531 and Industrial Drive. During the incident, a 9-year-old girl reportedly was run over by a vehicle. She was airlifted to Ochsner LSU. Minden Police, the Webster Sheriff's Office, Dixieian Police were all involved in the investigation. No arrests have yet been made. The incident continues to be under investigation by Minden City Police. Minden Police report one arrest on warrants for contempt of court and improper supervision of a minor. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Tony Allen Richard, age 62, of 181 Austin's Road, who was booked for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, and an outstanding traffic warrant. State police booked two motorists, each for DWI and careless operation. A reminder from the Department of Transportation and Development, there will be lane closures on Wednesday on I-20 at the Highway 531 overpass in Minden as part of the bridge replacement project. The inside or left lane of I-20 eastbound will be closed from around 8 a.m. till noon Wednesday, and the inside or left lane of I-20 westbound will be closed from around noon till 4 o'clock Wednesday. According to reports, a pilot who died in a plane crash in Lafayette County, Arkansas, is from Homer. According to Arkansas State Police, Christopher Bailey, age 46 of Homer, was piloting a single-engine plane that departed from a private airstrip about 5 miles southeast of Louisville, Arkansas, and crashed at around 5 p.m. on Sunday. According to reports, Bailey was the only occupant in the plane. No other injuries were reported. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. Today will be sunny with a high near 81, northwest wind 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy overnight, low 53, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny Wednesday, high near 80, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, low 57, southeast wind at 5 miles an hour. Sunny Thursday, high near 86, 30% chance for a shower Thursday night, low 67, and that's the forecast. At Monday night's meeting of the Minden City Council, the council heard the budget audit report for 2021-22 from Tim Green of the Allen, Green & Williamson CPA firm. Green reported the audit received an unmodified opinion and a clean opinion, and reported the city had spent more than it took in during that budget year, mainly due to the $1 million overlay project. Interest income has grown over the past 2 years from $41,000 to $127,000. The report did include areas that needed attention, including compliance with bid laws and some internal controls, and the council accepted the report unanimously. City Clerk Michael Fleur reported sales tax for March was $760,387 compared to $681,566 last year. The budgeted amount was $608,000. Over the past 6 months, total now $4.01 million with $3.65 million budgeted, a total of $24 million in investment savings and actual cash. The council approved the hiring of 3 new officers for the Minden Police Department. Ladarius Joseph, Jamila Freeman, and Renaud Blair were all hired after going through the hiring process. Joseph and Freeman are already certified. Blair will head to the academy. The council adopted an ordinance to create a new competitive position of Deputy Chief of Police. The council had to readdress this move in order to comply with state requirements. Also approved credit card signatory power for Tyler Wallace in the Public Works Department, declared a quantity of items as surplus and fixed terms for sale, approved an agreement with the State Department of Transportation and Development, who will pay for maintaining rights-of-way, including mowing and litter, granted authority for the Mayor Nick Cox to join the Delta Regional Authority Strategic Planning Program. This will help aid the city in growth and economic development at no cost to the city. and voted to appoint a curator for condemned property at 422 East Union. And the next scheduled meeting for the City Council is June 5th. The May meeting of the Webster Parish School Board Monday night began with a swearing-in ceremony, swearing in newly elected board member Jerry Lee, who was sworn in by Judge Jeff Cox. Also, the Employee of the Month was recognized for the month of May, Joshua Utley, the ag teacher at Lakeside. A couple of out-of-state field trips were approved. Minden High baseball coach Cody Davis will take senior boys to a Texas Rangers game on May 20th. Brown Upper Elementary 5th grade will attend Six Flags in Arlington. This is an incentive for 5th grade graduates to aspire to complete the courses set before them. Another round of expenditures were also approved from the Consolidated District 3 Maintenance Fund, $2,929.95 to replace a defective coil and a TXV unit in a girls' restroom in the second grade wing at Central Elementary. From the Spring Hill Maintenance Fund, $2,500 to replace a defective hot water circulation pump at North Webster High, $1,150 to replace an air valve on a VAV at North Webster High, $4,400 to replace a circulating pump on a boiler at North Webster High. From the Minden District 6 half-cent sales tax fund, $2,228.50 to repair a leak on a water line at Phillips, and the purchase of a pressure washer for Richardson Elementary for $649.99. From the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, $5,571.52 to repair a fan motor, an inverter board, and a wiring harness on a compressor on the junior high wing at Doyleen High, and declare two unused portable buildings at Doyleen a surplus and allowed to be advertised for sale. From the Shongaloo Maintenance Fund, $3,672 to replace controls for a VAV unit at North Webster Lower Elementary. From the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, $18,000 to finish out the concessions building at the North Webster Junior High football field, and $8,000 to repair and reseed the football playing field at North Webster Junior High football stadium. Personnel Director Robin Tucker informed the board of several new administration hires: Nathaniel Richardson, principal at Webster Junior High; Daniel Lee, principal at Central Elementary; Ben Bauer, assistant principal at Minden High; Courtney McCall, principal at Brown Upper Elementary. Superintendent Johnny Rowland informed the board of the parish graduation dates. Lakeside graduation is scheduled for May 22nd, 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church. Doyleen High, May 23rd, 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church. North Webster High School graduation is scheduled for May 25th, 7:30 p.m. at the football stadium. Graduation for Minden High will be Friday, May 26th, 7 p.m. at the football stadium. A special meeting of the school board is scheduled for May 30th at 6 p.m., with the next regular board meeting scheduled for June 12th at 6 p.m. A meeting of the Bossier City Council is today, 3 o'clock, in the Bossier City Hall. On the agenda, open seal bids for on-demand concrete repairs, appropriate $300,000 from the Riverboat Gaming Capital Fund to fund a left turn lane on Highway 71 at Golden Meadow, appropriate funds for security improvements for Bossier City Municipal Complex, total amount $600,000. A change order for Wide Street Improvements Phase 1 project. Appropriate $95,000 for a modernization upgrade for the elevator at Bossier City Hall. Appropriate $2.5 million in matching funds from the Water Capital and Contingency Fund for the American Rescue Plan Act Water Sector Program grant. Authorize the mayor to execute an agreement between Bossier City and Ingalls Information Security to continue to provide management and detection response and network security monitoring services for Bossier City. Amend an ordinance to change a classification of a tract of land from residential low density to general business, for the expansion of a parking lot on Barksdale Boulevard, approve conditional use for the sale of low-content alcohol for off-premise consumption at a gas station convenience store on Diamond Jacks Boulevard, conditional use approval for the sale of low-content alcohol for on-premise consumption at a restaurant on Airline Drive, hire an accountant's clerk 2 in the customer service department, hire an office manager 1 in the customer service department, promote 3 police officers to the rank of sergeant, hire 3 police officers and a police records clerk, and hire a laborer 1 in the customer service department. The UCAP office on Miller Street is in need of some items to replenish the pantry at UCAP. UCAP could use cereal, crackers, powdered milk, and ramen noodles, men's shoes sizes 9 and up, and towels, twin-size sheets, pots, pans, toothpaste, and deodorant. The UCAP office is open Mondays and Wednesdays at 204 Miller Street from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Everyone's welcome to join North Acres Baptist Church in a unified prayer for America for National Day of Prayer on Thursday. The program will start at 6:30 Thursday evening. Everyone is welcome. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a 377 prefix, unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. A rummage sale is scheduled for Saturday, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the gym at First Baptist Church, sponsored by the Church Hearts and Hands Sunday School class. That's a rummage sale Saturday, sponsored by the Hearts and Hands Sunday School class at First Baptist Church. Starts at 7:30 Saturday morning at the church gym. Wanted, 2 rear tires for a Ford tractor. 14.9 by 2880. They're at 843-6312. Wanted, 2 rear tires for a Ford tractor. The size is 14.9 by 2880. They're at 843-6312. Wanted, a lawnmower. Call 200-9041. Wanted, a lawnmower. Call 200-9041. Cats and kittens to give away. Call 268-9828. They have cats and kittens to give away. Call 268-9828. Dresser for sale for $400 at 402-3110. A dresser for sale, $400, 402-3110. For sale, a 2012 Honda Civic EX for $5,250. Wanted, someone to help do roofing work, 268-2634. They have a 2012 Honda Civic EX for sale, $5,250. And wanted, a roofer or someone to help do roofing, 268-2634. For sale, a combination gas and electric stove, along with a gas stove and antiques for sale. Wanted, some stadium seats or bleachers. They're at 382-3985. They have for sale a combination gas and electric stove. Also for sale, a gas stove and some antiques. Wanted, stadium seats or bleachers. 382-3985. For rent, two rooms, each $300 a month with bills paid. And wanted, a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. They have for rent, two rooms, each are $300 a month with bills paid. Wanted, a 94 or a 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. Wanted, a small dog or small breed puppy. 553-7977. Wanted, a small dog or a small breed puppy at 553-7977. Wanted, a Schifferobe at 4543. Wanted, a Schifferobe at 4543. A battery-powered wheelchair needs batteries, 268-1304. They have for sale a battery-powered wheelchair, but will need batteries. Make offer at 268-1304. For sale, a dorm-size refrigerator for $80. 540-6827. For sale, a dorm size refrigerator. $80. 540-6827.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.